day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn.
Beef markets today were under pressure. We had feeder cattle down anywhere from 2 to 245. August down 245, 137.17. That was about 12 cents off of its lows. There was some early hope today that yesterday's late rally would follow through into today and then maybe get some upside today and work back toward the 50-day moving average, which is in that 146 area for the August feeders. But that was not the case. Mid-morning, that market did turn around and then sold off into the close to be down where we are. Live cattle futures were under pressure as well, down 60 to 85 cents. There was some cash trade early today from 120 to 121 in Kansas and 120 in Texas. So that was disappointing as we traded 128 last week. And then with the June live cattle futures at 116.55, that also doesn't look very good going into next week as we're still at a premium, even though the cash did come down as much as it did. The feeder cattle index is 146.11, down $1.33, about $9 over the August feeder cattle futures. And then box beef at midday was down 50 in choice at 222.98, select down 225 at 200.50. The time of year it is, a lot of people would expect some sort of a rally, but that has not developed just yet.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
An impressive rally today for grain futures. We were 13 cents higher in the December corn, all the way up at 448 and three quarters. That contract did make new contract highs for the December corn. It went to 449. So a lot of the bull camp is excited, of course. If you're a hedger at this point, you're second-guessing anything you've sold up to this point since it's on new highs. Soybeans, 25 to 28 cents higher. And there was a huge sell overnight of 395,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. That is a really, really big sell, about 14.5 million bushels. Also, 129,000 metric tons of beans. So two really big bean sales, and that was the reason for the bean rally. And then wheat seemed to be a follower here, up 9 to 10 cents in Chicago and Kansas City. Kansas City, July, was 461 and a quarter, up 10.5. The next big grain news will be on June 30th, the USDA report. It'll update the acreage numbers and then shift that down to what it does to ending stocks. Also, these big export numbers will also decrease ending stocks. So there is a fundamental reason why we are rallying. You add on top of that, it's the time of year that weather becomes the main concern and main driver for the corn and soybeans through the end of August.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.